Today we're going to pitch a breakbeat with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way. This is not just about stretching a loop to fit the tempo. We want that classic drum and bass and jungle feel, where the break sounds like it's been sampled, sliced, repitched, and played back with attitude. A little grit, a little wobble, strong transients, and enough movement that it feels alive in the mix. Let's start with the big idea. A great pitched breakbeat is not just tempo correct. It has personality. It should feel like an instrument, not a static loop. That means we're going to be careful with warping, intentional with pitch changes, and smart about processing so we keep the punch while adding character. First, choose the right break. You want a break that already has movement in it, something with a strong kick and snare, some ghost notes, and a bit of natural groove. Amen-style breaks are perfect. Funky live drum loops can work too. The important part is that the break has enough transient detail to survive pitch shifting without falling apart. Drag the break into an audio track and set your project tempo to your target DNB tempo, something like 172 BPM. If the loop wasn't recorded at that tempo, that's fine. Ableton will handle the timing, but how you warp it matters a lot. And this is where people often lose the magic. Don't just throw the clip into a heavy warp mode and forget it. Start by trying beats mode if you want that chopped, rhythmic, punchy feel. Beats mode is usually a great starting point for breaks, because it preserves transients in a more percussive way. If you need smoother pitch shifting, especially for bigger changes, Complex Pro can help. But for that raw sample drum feel, beats mode often gives you more character. Now zoom in and place warp markers only where you really need them. Focus on the main kick and snare transients. Don't overquantize every tiny hat hit. Leave some micro-timing in there. That slight push and pull is part of the vinyl charm. If the break is too perfectly locked to the grid, it can start feeling lifeless once the bass line comes in. Now let's pitch it. There are two main approaches here, and both are useful. The quick way is to pitch the clip directly in the clip view. Try moving the transpose setting by small amounts first. Plus 2 semitones, minus 2 semitones, maybe plus 3 or minus 3 if the source can handle it. Listen closely to how the snare body changes, how the hats shift, and whether the break still feels strong. The more advanced and more flexible method is to bring the break into simpler. This is where things really start to sound like chopped vinyl. Drop the break into simpler, switch it to slice mode, and slice by transients if you want a more natural drum performance. If you want tighter control, slice by 1/16. Now you can trigger the slices from MIDI, rearrange the pattern, and pitch individual hits or groups of hits with much more control. This is a huge move for drum and bass, because now the break becomes something you can perform rather than just loop. Once your slices are mapped, start building a pattern in MIDI. Think of it like programming a breakbeat performance. Duplicate a few snare or hat slices. Pitch some ghost hits down a semitone or two. Maybe raise a few hat slices slightly for lift. Those tiny pitch changes can make the break feel like it's been chopped on hardware or lifted from an old sampler. And here's a key teacher tip. Fewer moves, bigger intent. You do not need constant random detuning. One well-placed pitch drop on a fill often sounds far more convincing than continuous movement. Make your changes feel musical. Make them feel deliberate. If you want even more character, try resampling. Set a new audio track to resampling, record your chopped and pitched break performance, and then rewarp that recorded audio. This bounce and rewarp approach often creates the best sampler-like texture, because the imperfections get printed into the audio itself. Once you've recorded it, you can even pitch it again if needed. That's how you get that layered, committed, old-school feel. Now let's shape the sound so it works in a full DNB mix. A really solid stock device chain for this kind of break is Simpler or the audio clip, then drum bus, then saturator, then EQ8, then glue compressor, and then optionally roar or redux for extra edge. You can also send some of it to reverb or delay if you want ambience. Drum bus is excellent for this. It can bring back punch after warping and give the break some weight. Keep drive moderate, use crunch carefully, and don't overdo boom unless it actually supports the track. If the break lost some attack in the warp process, increase the transients control a bit. That can really bring the snap back. Next is saturator. This is one of the easiest ways to make a repitched break feel printed and physical. Turn on soft clip, add a little drive, and listen to how the midrange thickens. It smooths out digital edges and adds that sampled attitude without making everything sound destroyed. Then use EQ8 to carve space. High pass gently if the break has low-end rumble that's fighting your bass line. Clean up mud in the low mids if necessary, and if the snare needs more crack, you can add a little presence in the upper mids. If the hats got brittle after pitching, tame them a bit in the top end. Remember, in drum and bass, your sub belongs to the bass line. The break should support the low end, not compete with it. Glue compressor can help bring chopped hits together, so they feel like one performance instead of a bunch of separate slices. Use some moderate attack, a reasonably fast release, and aim for just a little gain reduction. You want it to snap, not flatten. If you want heavier coloration, Roar or Redux can add a darker, more aggressive edge. Roar is great for harmonic weight and controlled grit. Redux is more about digital crunch and sample rate reduction, so use it sparingly, maybe on a parallel layer or on fills and transitions. Now let's talk about groove. Ableton's Groove Pool can do a lot of the heavy lifting. If you want the break to feel more human, you can extract groove from another funk break or apply a subtle shuffle. Keep the groove amount subtle, around 10 to 30%. We're not trying to turn the break into a different genre. We're just adding some motion and swing so it breathes. If you're working in simpler, humanize the MIDI too. Vary velocities. Nudge a few hats slightly off-grid. Shorten or lengthen some ghost notes. These little changes matter a lot. They make the break feel played instead of programmed. And here's another advanced trick. Layer it. Duplicate the break and split the job. One layer is your character layer, the pitched, chopped, saturated version that carries the vibe. The other is your clean impact layer, where you keep the transient definition and punch. On the clean layer, high pass the lows and keep the processing light. On the character layer, let the grit and movement live. This is one of the best ways to keep a repitched break sounding big in a full mix. The dirty layer gives you attitude, and the clean layer keeps the groove readable. Now think about arrangement. The break should evolve across the track. In the intro, maybe you start with a filtered chop layer and a few ghost hits. Let the listener hear the rhythm before the full drop lands. In the first drop, bring in the full pitched break with the bass line. Keep it a little drier so it hits harder. Then, every 8 bars or so, change something. Swap the pitch setting, alter the chop pattern, add a reverse slice, or bring in a snare flam. That's how you keep the break feeling alive across a full drum and bass arrangement. If your bass line is busy, simplify the break on the downbeats and let the ghost chops do the work. If the bass line is more sparse, let the break be more expressive. The drums and bass should be in conversation, not fighting each other. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, over-warping. Too many warp markers can kill the groove and make the break sound edited instead of played. Use only what you need. Second, pitching too far. Extreme pitch changes can thin out the snare and make the hats unpleasant. Start small. Plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones is usually enough. If you want more dramatic movement, resample and process in layers. Third, losing the transient. If the attack gets softened too much, bring it back with drum bus, transient emphasis, or a parallel dry layer. Fourth, too much low end in the break. That just muddies the mix and fights the bass. Keep the sub in the bass line. And fifth, don't just make it lo-fi for the sake of it. Vinyl character should be musical. It should support the groove, not hide it. For darker, heavier drum and bass, try a parallel dirt bus. Duplicate the break or send it to a return with saturator, roar, redux, and maybe a filtered delay or short reverb. Blend it in quietly underneath the main break. The goal is texture, not obvious distortion. You can also pitch the break against the key of the tune. If you're in a minor key, pitching the break down 1 or 2 semitones can make it feel darker and heavier. That lower snare body and slightly meaner tone can really glue into the tune. Another nice trick is microflams. Duplicate a snare slice, delay it by just a few milliseconds, and lower the volume. Maybe pitch it slightly too. That tiny smear can make the break feel savage in the best way. So let's do a quick recap. Choose a break with strong transient movement. Warp it carefully, not aggressively. Pitch it in small, musical moves. Use simpler if you want real chop control and sampler personality. Add drum bus, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor, and maybe roar or redux to shape the tone. Layer a clean transient version under a character layer. Then arrange it dynamically across your track, so it evolves with the bass and the energy. The big takeaway is this. A great pitched breakbeat in drum and bass is not just tempo correct. It should feel like a sampled performance with attitude. Tight enough for a modern mix, but alive enough to carry that jungle spirit and chopped vinyl character. Now for a quick practice challenge. Take an Amen style or funk break. Warp it in beats mode. Convert it to simpler slice mode. And program a 2-bar pattern. Pitch the main snare slice normally. Pitch 1 ghost snare down 2 semitones, and maybe pitch 1 hat slice up a semitone. Then run it through drum bus, saturator, EQ8, and glue compressor. resample it to audio, rewarp it, and make a second darker version with a little more filtering and more chop movement. If you do that, you'll end up with a main loop, an alternate loop, and a fill version. And that's a seriously useful workflow for building drum and bass intros, drops, and transitions fast. That's the lesson. Now go make that break sound like it came off a dusty record and got sent straight into the future.